The idea of right expectations is such a big deal. The Lord directed me to also point out scriptural expectations that are the product of God's heart, righteous expectations, and life-giving expectations. A little of this evening's production is a bit of a repeat, but only because we really, really need to get this down in our heads and hearts. Firmly holding on to the Lord's values, so in our day of calamity under the pounding of dismal forebodings, we have something to grip to when our world spins out of control under our feet. Always expect the worst, then you'll never be disappointed. Huh, is that a dismal thought or what? And you'd be surprised how many people have adopted that as part of their method of operation. Almost like their life's frequently repeated slogan, which if said enough times, somehow it will be true. It almost makes sense, doesn't it? Almost, but not quite. There's something wrong with it, and most of us feel it in our bones. For me, there is no hope in the saying. Even so, many of us find ourselves thinking the worst case scenario without even trying. It is a fact that bad things happen to good people, but it is a greater truth that God is good all the time. If we really believed God is good all the time, why then do we accuse Him of less than good when things don't go well for us? Think about it. God is not driven by our pain and confusion, but on the contrary, He takes us by the hand and He will not let go. Hosea 11, verses 3 and 4. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of kindness, with the bands of love, and I became to them as one who eases the yoke on their jaws, and I bent down to them and fed them. That is just one expectation we should hold firmly that is born out in Scripture concerning God's intentions and actions toward us. To say expectation is just disappointment waiting to happen is terribly not true, and short-circuits our vision of the very one who died for our sins. As people who keep company with God, we should always, and yes, I said always, we should always live in a constant expectation of God. In the last program, the picture of expectation is as a projective thought, picture, or aspiration of what we look forward to. And I mean look forward to in the sense of things to come, good, bad, real, or imagined. We can't throw out expectation because of fear or negative thinking. It is actually a valuable commodity as long as it's turned in the right direction. Again, what we envision for ourselves as the things which are up ahead in our future, they become a subtle target, whether they're good or evil, bright or dismal. It is what we believe will happen to us in the future, both near and far. It is the truth we are all moving in the direction of our expectations, even when we do not realize it, even when we don't want to, and that our direction is largely not dictated by the circumstances around us, but more by our expectations, which we picture and imagine for ourselves in the present and future. Friends, I'm here to declare that God has given a better platform for us to stand on, and we must plant our feet in the Word of the Lord. God and His values are our standard of operation, not the philosophy of Eeyore. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts. Cool jazz and contemplative conversation, hoping to speak to folks about 3 inches below the surface of their presentation face where they really live. Come go with me, and I'll be right back.